Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 20. Will the church ever become pure and clean? Will the church on earth ever become pure and clean? Harried and bewildered church leaders even at the very top long for when the Holy Spirit will be honored and listened to, instead of insulted as inspired history says has been. The Bible over and over says that the answer is yes. The Lord Jesus did not die in vain. For example, Psalm 22 assures us that as Jesus hung on his cross in the darkness crying, "Why have you forsaken me?" he was granted the assurance that his suffering was not to be in vain. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's. A posterity seed, King James Version, shall serve him. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born. On his cross, Christ gained the victory over the enemy of the universe. But for how long will new generations continue to be born, further postponing the time when Christ shall see the travail of his soul, and be satisfied? Is it always to be in a future generation that these wonderful prophecies will be fulfilled? The prophet Daniel has assured us that in the time of the end those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, obviously shine without it going to their heads in pride. And they that turn many to righteousness when the earth is lightened with the glory of the final message of righteousness by faith, like the stars forever and ever. Therefore, the remaining question is, have we come to the time of the end, or is it still future? Revelation unseals Daniel. The 1260 years of papal oppression ended in 1798. We are in the time of the end, when the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. That knowledge is the truth of the gospel, which truth shall make you free. The truth is what happened at the cross. With no extremism but presented in perfect balance, the church will proclaim the third angel's message in verity as not to know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The result, hierarchical self will at last be gladly crucified with Christ. Then things will move. Let it be. Now.